To explore the implications of today's flawed election in Afghanistan, we've called analyst Ahmed Rashid. He's the author of Taliban, Militant Islam, Oil and Fundamentalism in Central Asia. He joins us now from Kabul. Welcome.
Thank you.
I understand you spent some time today with the cabinet minister in President Karzai's government. Did you get any sense of how worried the Karzai government is about this vote?
Well, in fact, I met with the president himself alone. He's fairly confident that he can get over this hump, but what will have to be seen, whether a degree of wheeling-dealing can take place between Karzai and the opposition with the help of the international community to try and get some compromise going. Clearly, they're worried for the next 2 or 3 weeks until the results come out. If there is a big majority for Karzai, I think that will weaken the opposition's position enormously. However, if Karzai just gets over 50% or something in the low 50s, then, you know, the opposition is likely to increase their campaign.
Who is on the joint United Nations Afghan election panel overseeing the vote, and do you have any idea what they are likely to decide?
Well, I think, you know, now, given this crisis, they will have to produce a very kind of rigorous report about the malfunctionings of the election. On this joint board, there is the United Nations representative, their election teams, and an Afghan team, which was nominated by the president. The teams are very efficient. I think the real problem has been the speed and haste which was used for these elections. Not sufficient training was done. 115,000 people had to be trained for operating the polling stations. And certainly it's very clear that, you know, people were not trained. They couldn't recognize the inks. The labels were not there to tell them which ink was which. Many experts have said very clearly that these elections are taking place too fast.
Do you know, have all 15 opposition candidates said they are boycotting?
Well, 14 certainly have, but the single woman candidate, Masuda Jalal, it's not absolutely clear if she is with these 14. She has not made an appearance today. She certainly didn't vote in the elections, but we don't know quite if she is with these 14 or not.
Why did she not?
Well, she did not consider these elections as valid. I mean, many of the opposition candidates, about half of them, including Yunus Kanuni, the most powerful opposition leader, he didn't vote either.
So there was something of a boycott even before this.
Yes, I mean, I think what happened was maybe they were planning to vote, but this ink issue arose so early on in the day, they decided not to vote.
Ahmed Rashid is an expert in Afghan politics and author of the book Taliban on Islamic Fundamentalism. He joined us from Kabul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.